Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Had a good weekend?
Yes, fantastic. I saw you out and about at the Crocs on Saturday afternoon, also the pink breakfast Saturday morning, which was just sensational, but very moving, of course.
Yes, and I'm going to be talking to Annie and Fiona, who were the ladies there representing Pink Day and also did the coin toss as well. But I talked to Annie and Fiona a little later in the program. Let's get into it. We've got a few things to talk about. And yes, so let's get into it. Now, a whopping 60-metre high landslip near Daintree Village is among a swag of severe weather-related repairs that have tested council crews in the recent weeks. And apparently, Julia, you used drone photos and footage to reveal the extent of the massive Upper Daintree Road landslip after council crews finished.
Look, yes, we have. And it's really fantastic to look at the drone footage. And if anyone's interested, it's all on our Facebook, of course, and I know that other media outlets have picked it up as well, because it really does show the full extent of this landslip. You probably recall, Paul, that we've had more than 16 landslips and we've had 4 significant ones. And so to actually be able to repair all of them in a way that's going to stack up, of course, from an engineering perspective, we've been managing to actually keep all the accesses open. Even if there is a stop-go, or obviously there's some minor delays because of the repair job underway. But the only road that we've got closed at the moment is the Creb track. But I really want to commend our staff and our council contractors who have been working really hard to ensure that these are repaired as soon as possible. We know it's so important, of course, for our primary producers, say particularly for Upper Daintree area, to have access to their markets. And, of course, we're very conscious that, you know, we're heading into the high season. We hope, we're certainly very much hoping to welcome many visitors throughout our shire in the next few weeks.
Okay, now the Douglas Shire Council will offer another trustee permit to the Public Safety Business Agency to ensure a marine rescue service continues to operate out of Port Douglas.
Yes, this has been an ongoing issue for our local Coast Guard, and Council have been really supportive in making sure that the Coast Guard are supported and so that they can provide these, you know, absolutely crucial service, you know, for the safety of everyone in our waters. And so we've been able to offer another trustee permit, and certainly this is, it's quite a complicated process for those who haven't really been involved, because the trustee permit is actually to the Public Safety Business Agency, mm-hmm. Because they're working on behalf of the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service, and we've had endless meetings with them as well. And so, but this essentially is so that that interim permit can be in place for the next 12 months or until the transition of the Marine Rescue Douglas Shire, that's the MRDS, to the Volunteer Marine Rescue Association, because that's the one that our local Coast Guard want to be part of. That's the Volunteer Marine Rescue Association of Queensland, and that's the one the council has been supporting. But as a background to all this, now the state government is doing what they call a blue water review. And so that's underway. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that we secure, and we have secured that permit for the next 12 months.
Okay, now look, we'll skip this next one because we'll talk about it next Monday, but just briefly, Douglas Shire Council will be upgrading the footpath next to the Mossman Hospital's main entrance, and the work starts next Monday, so we might talk about it next Monday because it extends from there. So let's move on to memories from the heartbreaking and backbreaking days of swinging a cane knife to harvest sugarcane in Douglas Shire will be evoked at the Mossman Library this week. It's actually Wednesday starting at 10 a.m. So this is a, I guess, Julia, a look back on the sugarcane industry in days gone by.
It's a very, very important part of our local economy and still is today, that the history of what our pioneer families had to do in terms of establishing the cane industry is really important, and it's fantastic that we have so much information, photos, and of course we've got long-standing families who've been here for a number of generations. And so I really encourage people to come along to this. It's going to be absolutely fascinating and incredibly interesting. And it's all part of the Australian Heritage Festival. We're organising a display for a panel discussion that will help celebrate this festival, as well as what's occurring at the library. So it is just great. I know that over the years I've spoken to many of our local families who did actually cut cane many, many years ago, some of them when they first arrived in Australia from other places. We also know that the Kanakas, the Pacific Islanders that were also known as Kanakas, very much were part of the backbone, actually, of the cane industry, not just up here, but also particularly around the Mackay area. And there's a great exhibition, actually, at the State Library at the moment, which has a whole history of that. And, of course, there's many groups that are descendants of those initial cane cutters that were actually allowed to stay in Australia. But the vast majority of them actually had to forcibly go back to where they came from as soon as, you know, they weren't wanted anymore, which is really shocking.
Now, that'll be great. That's Wednesday starting at 10 a.m. at the Mossman Library. We're talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy. Julia, Carnival, well, it's ever close to us. And Spiegel Tent, by the way, is here Friday, which is great.
Yes, one of the great things, of course, in recent years of Carnival is the introduction of the Spiegel Tent, and I continue to get really positive feedback. And so what that's sort of starting, I suppose, the week before the parade, so people can actually enjoy that. It always looks fantastic in Port Douglas. It gives the whole place just such a carnival atmosphere. And certainly we've got such a great program this year. Paul, of course, it's our 25th anniversary, and we really want to make sure that locals, people from around the region and from the state, and also we know we're getting some international visitors, but it's a really special carnival, and I would really encourage people to get involved. We're calling on all people who've ever been involved in a float to either join a float or create their own. There's lots of opportunities to become a volunteer if you wish, and it's a great way of being part of the community. We have our signature classic, very favourable and long-standing events, as well as some new ones. And even all events have got sort of some new energy and in them, which, you know, we hope everyone will really enjoy.
Good. Now, Julia, just a couple of things without notice. Now, you spoke to me last week about one of the concerns you have in the Daintree, re this hydrogen grid to bring power to the Daintree, is the possibility of overdevelopment. Now, just did a little research. I've obtained the minutes of an ordinary council meeting held at council on the 18th of November 2014. You were present, you actually moved this, and I'll read it to you. It just makes interesting reading, and I want to get your comment on it. This is moved by Councillor Loy, that the council considers the provision of electricity to householders and businesses in communities north of the river to be an essential service. In that respect, there is a legitimate entitlement to a reliable state-supplied electricity service to the residents and businesses in this area. It is further acknowledged, however, that with the adoption and implementation of the 2006 Douglas Shire Planning Scheme and the substantial completion of the buyback of land that had the potential for development, much of the risks to overdevelopment of the area have been mitigated. Now, that was in 2014. What has changed since then?
That mayoral minute, and I agree with you, certainly. What has changed is that mayoral minute is just a few paragraphs of which, at that time, all the councillors agreed to. What I'm talking about now, and this is where I'm taking also advice from other people, that...
And who are the people you take? Hang on, Julia.
Paul, I just want to answer one question at a time.
Sure, but can I just...
You've asked me what has changed. What I'm actually really trying to say is that when something is proposed, it doesn't mean that it takes into account every single aspect of this whole issue. This issue is a huge issue. It's been going on for a very long time. What I want, I suppose, currently as mayor, and on my watch, is that we do not do anything that creates a situation where the World Heritage values of the Daintree are over-compromised, where it does lead into the future, into overdevelopment, increased settlement, that will ultimately destroy the beautiful wilderness aspect of the Daintree that many people from around the world come to see. The sticking point in what we're discussing at the moment is whether that proposal is truly renewable. With the money that's been offered by the LNP, and now there's a similar amount from the ALP. There's also actually a state government survey and process, and that was the result of some money that was committed in the last state government. So there's endless opportunities for the whole of the community to actually really come up with what can be agreed ultimately as a totally renewable solution that will not cause detriment to the Daintree rainforest well into the future. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
I'm not saying no one, except for a few experts, are really the ones that can actually say whether this can work. And what we've got $1 million federally to actually conduct a really thorough analysis, a professional analysis that can cover all options. Just because one group of people want one option, this is federal money, it's taxpayers' money, just like the state government is. There is nothing wrong with making sure that all options are explored, and then you come to the end of it, and then everyone will say, yep, that's the one. And the other thing is, I am aware that some of the information that's been provided so far has not necessarily covered all residents in the area, and I think the veracity of some of the information needs to be tested, and this is a great opportunity to do that.
Okay. Just to follow up to what you said you're taking advice from certain people. Who are the people you're taking advice from?
Look, I talk to all sorts of people about
Give me an idea of who.
Just on the weekend, I would have gone to about five different events.
Right.
People come up to me and talk to me about various things. I make up my own mind, but I'll never close my ears or my eyes to what all sorts of people in our very wide community talk about.
Okay.
And, you know, this is what's so fantastic about what I do. I am not removed, you know, like some federal and state government politicians. They're far away from their local community. I'm interacting with this community from many, many things throughout the whole week. I probably talk to a couple of hundred people by the time I've done my shopping, go to the post office, go to the markets, go to events, go to council meetings.
Mm.
It never stops. But that's what I want to make sure does not stop, because I'm not just going to make up my mind quickly. We have to ultimately, when it's a council decision, of course, we take advice from our officers.
Mm.
They put recommendations to us, but we also listen to other people.
Mm.
This is a federal-state issue. They need to get on with it.
Yep.
By Saturday night, we will hopefully know who will be in government. God forbid it will be a hung parliament. We're all really keen to have a number of projects. Just get on with it, and I'll certainly be looking forward to doing that. And whatever process we have, we'll be participants. But what I want to make sure is that this will be in the long-term interest of our environment as well as our community.
No, you've got to talk to all sorts of people. And that brings me to another point, Julia. And I had I was contacted by a gentleman called Mark, who's a tourism operator in the Daintree. And he told me something, and I'd just like to get your comment on it if I can. First of all, what I'll do, I'll play you what Mark had to say to me.
Coming driving back from Cairns and pulled in a place called Crossroads that has just sort of reopened up on a Friday night. But, I just pulled into there and see what was going on at about 6 o'clock, and there was a few people that I'd recognised from anti-power type clan, and they were all in casual conversation. It wasn't like a organised like table meeting, but you know, they were definitely in group conversations with each other. And yeah, the disturbing bit, there was just one of those members of those group, when Julia was present, was bringing up the fact that they will continue with their propaganda and their publicity of dividing the community, because they believe it's very easy to divide the community because there's lots of different opinions here. So it's definitely, that's their number one agenda of attack is to divide the community on this side of the river. Genuine word from this individual was, you know, that we will divide the community on this. The words I heard was, we'll divide the community on this.
What's your thoughts on that, Julia?
Oh, heck. Look, I can't make any comments on that.
Well,
Paul.
No, hang on, you were there.
The conversation.
Julia, you were there.
That conversation.
You were there on the night. If somebody...
I can tell you I was not there at 6 p.m.
No, well...
Because I was at the DAB opening, the opening of a fantastic art exhibition.
Right.
But I was not there at 6:30 p.m. So
okay.
That's really funny.
All right. So were you... Well, hang on. Just let me talk for a moment, Julia. Just let me ask you a question. Did you hear anybody make a comment like that of dividing the community?
I haven't heard that comment because of what, I haven't heard that conversation because I wasn't part of that conversation because I was in Mothman at that time. I didn't get there till quite a bit later, and no one talked to me about that. And anyway, it's a nonsense. It's absolutely a nonsense.
Okay. I just wanted to get your side of it because Mark said that he heard that statement made. I know the person. I've got the information of the person who made that comment, who was anti-power, but he said you were present at the time and would have heard him say that.
Look, I was not present, Paul.
Okay.
And I think you need to be really careful, and whoever this person is needs to be really careful because I can prove that I was not there. I probably have witness of about 60 people who saw me at the DAB opening in Mothman. And I was there right until probably about 7:30, 7:45.
But you did go to the cafe on Friday night.
I did.
Okay.
But
no.
So what? I mean, do you want me to give you a list of every cafe or restaurant I go to on the weekend?
No, but you can imagine.
I just find it bizarre because someone has said that I'm present in the conversation. I can prove to you I was definitely not present at that conversation.
So you weren't at the table with the person who made that. And I'm happy to tell you his name off air, but you were not...
Well, maybe you better. I just find it really amusing that this is said about my presence somewhere when I was not there, and I can prove it because
okay.
I've got a lot of witnesses.
No, but you were there, but maybe the times mightn't be right, but you were there.
But I don't recall being part of that conversation. And anyway, so what? I mean, for heaven's sakes. I can tell you now, it's not Douglas Shire Council that's stopping this. Federal and state governments, and particularly the state government, is responsible for the provision of power. And that's some of the complications. And I'll get back to the opportunity that we have with these reports. These reports will flush out all options, whether it's really going to work, what it's going to cost, who's going to pay, is it going to be the individual businesses and landholders and residents? Because if you divide up what will it will cost, that will be a huge amount. Many won't want to do it. Or is it going to be subsidised by perhaps the federal government or even the state government? And that's another issue for many people, because if that is going to be a subsidy, then that's a subsidy for future development. And it's that development that we need to analyse and see how that will really impact on the World Heritage Sanctuary rainforest area. And that is something that many people, not just here, but in the state, in the country and overseas, will want to protect the future generation.
Mm. But, you know, now, just you aside with this, it doesn't matter what group it is. Now, there are people who are opposing power. There are people who are supporting power. I don't care either way, because both groups have their views, and some of those views are quite valid on both sides. But it worries me, Julia, and I've been given the name of the person who supposedly made that statement. It was clearly heard by Mark. And anybody in any group, either side, if they were to say, and I'm sure you would call it out, Julia, if someone in your presence said to you, we're going to continue on dividing the community, wouldn't that concern you? It'd concern me.
Look, of course it would, and that's why I just think it's a nonsense, because I certainly didn't hear anything like that throughout my night. There's a lot of noise going on. I don't know, you know, I moved around. I was talking to different people. I wasn't really there that long, but I don't need to tell you how long I was, and then I went home.
Exactly.
And
but look, I had to find out, Julia. I had to ask you the question because it was put to me, and I thought, well, that particular statement is a statement that I wouldn't want to hear from anybody on either side.
I think I've already answered that.
No, no, no. I'm not asking you again. I'm making a statement, Julia. I'm saying, you know, if I heard somebody say that, dividing the community, I would give them a mouthful. I would give them a mouthful, let alone you.
Well, I've already said that.
Yes, yes. I'm understanding that. You've answered the question. I'm just making a statement, Julia.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about you now.
Nonsense. I think people really need to calm down. Let's just look at the issues. We've got 5 days or 6 days till the election. We'll know who will be able to put forward their preferred election commitment, and then we'll just go from there.
The
only people who are dividing anything are people who are making nasty comments about anyone, and I've got no control about that.
No, you haven't. And of course, you're entitled to go anywhere you like, Julia. All I'm saying is, if I heard that, this is me, not you. I'm not talking about you now, and I'm not talking about Friday night, and I'm not talking about the Crossroads Cafe. I'm talking about if I heard anybody in the Douglas Shire from either side, pro-power, anti-power, say divide the community, I would give them a mouthful. That's just my personal view, because anybody trying to divide the community, to me, is not on.
No, look, I think it's just, you know, dreaming stuff. People say all sorts of things, you know, when they're, they're enjoying themselves, maybe. They've had a couple of beers. Excuse me, Paul.
I'm agreeing with you that when people have a couple of beers, sometimes they say stuff. I agree with you, what you're saying.
What I'm saying is political rally where people are calling on people to do all sorts of horrible things. It's a discussion amongst people who are relaxing on their Friday night.
Yeah.
And I've got no idea who you're talking about, who was said. Well, maybe I was nearby, I mightn't have even heard it. There's a lot of noise there.
You've answered.
I think it's really quite hilarious.
Let's leave it. You've answered the question. Just stay on the line and I'll give you the name. All right?
So we're finishing up now, are we, Paul?
We're finishing up now on air.
Okay. Look, I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. Just stay on the line and I'll let you know the person that that supposedly made that statement. Okay?
All right. I'm going to make one final comment to
you,
Paul.
Sure.
I know we've had a fairly, what you might call, robust conversation.
Yeah, but that's
you
good.
You know, one of the things I really love about this Shire is that we have a really strong sense of our own democracy. And that means we've got a lot of people who care very deeply about a whole lot of issues, and sometimes they don't always agree.
True. That's a good way to leave it, Julia.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.